Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chad Chambers runs this operation that we call Sports Daily. Shane and I do our best to keep it on track each and every day, and we thank each and every one of you for listening and help us do it. Let's get to OTD on this day in history. It's brought to you by Superior Rents, and it happened on this day in the world of sports, July 17th.
July 17, 1914, Red Murray, who at the time was considered one of the best outfielders in baseball, played for the Giants. They won a 21-inning game, 3-1, on this day in 1914.
Wow.
Red Murray caught the last out and then was struck by lightning, knocked unconscious.
Oh, my Lord.
Didn't kill him.
Huh.
But how's that to end a 21-inning game? He makes the catch and gets struck by lightning on this day in 1914. Went on to play three more years.
Did it happen quickly enough that there was a question as to whether or not he held on to the ball?
No word on that. I don't know.
Where's instant replay when you need it?
Right. Red Murray, very by the way, in 1909, led the league in home runs with 7.
Ooh. It's a power monger.
Yeah. Drove in 91 runs. 1909, Red Murray.
Hmm.
Also in baseball, St. Louis Cardinal hurler Jesse Hayes threw a no-hitter. He no-hit the Boston Braves in 1924. Jesse Hayes authored a no-hitter on this day. Once upon a time, Jesse threw 25 complete games. And six shutouts back in 1927. So there's your no-no on this day. As you, I'm sure, can surmise, if you listened to OTD yesterday, Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak ended in Cleveland on this day in 1941. Dave DeBuscher in 1963. Had a base hit off of Benny Daniels, his one and
White
only.
White Sox, right?
His one and only major league hit, Dave DeBuscher.
Huh.
Of NBA fame, obviously. 1974, we talked about Bob Gibson declaring a couple of days ago that he has pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
He became the second pitcher ever to strike out 3,000 hitters on this day in 74. Punched out Cesar Geronimo for number 3,000.
Would have to qualify as the baddest ass pitcher, along with Nolan Ryan.
I don't know. Don Drysdale's probably in the conversation.
Don Drysdale.
Oh, who's a modern day badass? And we can go back to the 80s. And not including Nolan Ryan. Big Unit, probably?
Big Unit, no question. He was pretty badass.
Yeah. You know who else was kind of badass without the 100-mile-an-hour fastball? Dave Stewart.
Yes, he was. No question.
He had the lid pulled way down over his eyes and kind of scowling all the time.
Yeah, he was he was never happy on the mound.
1978. Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson got into a fight in the dugout. After Jackson refused to bunt, causing Billy Martin to suspend him. Why in the world would you ask Reggie Jackson to bunt unless you just wanted to fight?
Yeah, and what kind of reaction do you think you're going to get from him?
Of course he's not going to bunt.
Come on, Billy.
Come on, Billy. Use your head.
Go find a marshmallow salesman.
and although if we wanted to do an OTD on Reggie and Billy fighting, it'd pretty much be all summer long. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I'm no big Reggie Jackson fan, but he's Reggie Jackson.
I know.
For God's sakes.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm with you.
Come on.
1990, the Minnesota Twins turned two triple plays in the same game, but lost to the Red Sox 1-0.
God, I vaguely remember that.
I kind of vaguely remember it, too. I feel
vaguely remember that.
I feel like
wow.
Gary Gaetti was involved with it, perhaps.
Yeah.
Two conventional triple plays in the same game, but lost to the Red Sox 1-0.
That's unbelievable.
A pitcher's best friend is a double play. What's two triple plays in the same game?
Well, it's not good because it indicates guys on base.
Guys are on base all over. Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So now they only lost 1-0.
Could have been worse, though.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse. But the very act of getting a triple play means that on one level, at least, you're struggling a little
bit. Bases loaded, nobody out, and you got out of it twice.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's amazing.
Happy birthday to guy with an awesome nickname, Daryl LaMonica, the Mad Bomber.
God.
78 today, former Oakland Raider great. Led the AFL in passing in 1967, Daryl LaMonica.
When you think of the AFL, who's the quarterback that comes most immediately to mind?
Joe Namath?
Or Daryl LaMonica.
Or LaMonica.
LaMonica, yeah.
What about Jack Kemp with the Bills? Was he
a little less
AFL
Jack Kemp. A little less Jack Kemp. LaMonica, because he was the Mad Bomber, and the Raiders threw it all over God's half acre. Namath, just because he beat the Colts.
The Colts, yeah.
And the guarantee game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, John Hadle was with the Chargers, wearing number 21 with the one bar across his
face mask, not
God,
protecting anything.
Awesome.
Yeah,
just awesome.
Happy birthday, Connie Hawkins, former Harlem Globetrotter and Phoenix Sun.
Mm.
Speaking of the AFL, he was the ABA MVP in 1968. Connie Hawkins, 77. Sorry. Brian Trottier, 63, former Islander center, Saskatchewan native.
He was there in that heyday when the Islanders,
back when they were good,
Al Arbor and those guys were winning Stanley Cups.
Former KU guard and I think still GM, Kevin Pritchard.
Yeah.
52.
Is he with Indiana?
Something telling me Portland. Or is that before?
Well, he was with Portland.
Okay.
He was. I don't think he is anymore.
All right. Calbert Chaney, former Bullet and Wizard, is 48. Born in Evansville, Indiana. Another Evansville guy.
Wow. 2 days in a row
with a
little Evansville reference.
Mm-hmm. A little Evansville love.
You need Andy Bennis to come through tomorrow.
Well, if I dig hard enough, I can find something that he did on this day, July 18th, I bet you.
Well, if he paid a parking fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah, we'll wedge him in there somehow.
Get him to figure that out.
Dying on this day, Ty Cobb passed away on this day at the age of 74. He had 90 Major League Baseball records during his career. And also Dizzy Dean died at the age of 63 on this day in 1974.
Kevin Pritchard, president of basketball operations for the Indiana Pacers.
There you go.
There you go. Anyway, all right. OTD brought to you each and every day by our friends from Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your equipment rental headquarters. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.